broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, hard-hitting news networks refuse to use talk radio on tap, starts now. Actually, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for April 1 in the year of our Lord, 2016, hour 2 at 2. The goal, to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, and more. Kirk Cosby's with me. Is this April Fool's Day? Is that what this is, Kurt?
What is this, you mean?
Is this April Fool's Day today?
That is right, Sam.
All right.
It is the
first. Well, then I was thinking, you shouldn't start with Buenos Dias. I think you should start with like an Ebonics intro, my bro.
Don't do it.
You'll be a racist. Don't take the bait. Sheriff Richard Mack with us. Welcome, sir.
Thanks a lot, Sam. Kirk, good morning, my friend.
April Fools.
Howdy.
Yeah, that's why you had me on today, huh?
Darn right. Now you got that straight. Now, this is not an April Fool's joke, and we got to rush because Richard Mack has to tick off to an event here soon, so he's got less time with us than normal, but I want to talk about this. You sent me an email, and there's a big battle going on regarding Sheriff Tom Rummel in Montana. Now, we support Tom Rummel, think he's a great guy, a constitutional sheriff, and we have his back at the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. With that said, Sheriff, why don't you just kind of break down the issue, where we stand, what ought to be done, etc. But there seems to be a lot of patriots that are, I don't know, they're in the divide mode right now for a sad, it's sad to see.
Well, I'm here to tell you, Sam, I'm ready to denounce and denounce publicly the common law grand jury people. And I've tried to work with them. I've tried to get them on board. I've tried to reason with them. I've worked tirelessly, bending over backwards for them to see if they have any kind of sense of responsibility to our country. And I'm going to tell you, they plain and simply do not. And there's some other people, as you said, in the Patriot movement, but in particular, the NLA has been very dishonest. Not all of them, but a lot of people at the top. I've had all sorts of confrontations with some of the people that own it and organized it and started it. And plain and simply, it was that they were using my name and that of CSPOA as supporting what they do. And that has all been a lie and dishonesty on their part. I have never told them that. I have simply told them, if you're willing to come on board to promote the constitutional sheriff, then we have open arms waiting for you to come work with us on this. And they said, oh, yeah, that's what we'll do. And then some of them actually had a conference call with me a few months ago, said, we know that you and John don't get along. And I said, yeah, well, I don't get along with people who use my name and quote me and say that I support them when I don't. So, and we've had that run-in with him several times. But I'm willing to work with any of you, and I'm willing to put all this in the past and forgive and forget. And they said, well, that's what we want to do. And then the agreement there with them after our conference call was to that they were going to help us with the constitutional sheriff movement. And then all they did was take that and say, Sheriff Mack now supports us. And that was not the case. And so they've gone now using my name and CSPOA saying that we support what they're doing. They make these grandiose claims that they have sheriffs on board with what they're doing. And they all admit, Sam, every one of them, in every conversation and in all that they do, they admit that none of what they want to achieve will work without a sheriff on board. They have absolutely no sheriffs on board. And now some of them have tried to go and find a way to do this without a sheriff. And even in the email I sent you, it says they will call in a special prosecutor to enforce their indictments and writs and legal papers. And so you have to wonder just what that is, and I'm really afraid that that's going to be the way they self-appoint themselves to be judges and jurors and really judge, jury, and executioners.
Let me call this what it is. What you have is self-appointed people setting up a shadow government.
Basically, yes.
Is the bottom line. It's unacceptable. Now, the headline from the email that you forwarded me says this. Recon units are reporting that Sheriff Tom Rummel is caving in and calling for Jake Ryan to turn himself in as a political prisoner. Then they go on to say how Jake Ryan's done nothing wrong. The federal government shouldn't own land. They're missing a lot of truth and error here. Number one, Tom Rummel is trying to help Jake to the best of his ability, but he's not caving in and changing his mind. He never believed in Jake Rummel or any, Jake or anybody else breaking the law. Tom Rummel has been the same or steady as a rock on this of what he will do and he won't do. He will help negotiate. He will help back off the FBI. He will not.
Which he's done.
Correct.
Which he has done. Yeah, keep going.
But he will not carry forward with this lawlessness is the problem, right?
Yeah, that's basically it. And he's really afraid that the Ryans are going to make a stand that's going to cause more problems. And this is what I do as a basketball coach, Sam. I really try to train my players that after you make one mistake, don't let your pride and your embarrassment of making an obvious, silly, stupid mistake lead you to make another one, to where you double down and you try to make up for your first mistake and you do something else silly, okay? Because of your embarrassment and because the first one failed, then you hurry and try to make another one. And it's human nature that we do that. And in basketball, you see it all the time. A guy makes a stupid foul, and he hurries and rushes at the guy to try to steal the ball or something. And, of course, he makes another foul and maybe even a flagrant foul. This is what this is. This is exactly what this is, Sam. You and I love the people that went into the Maui Wildlife Refuge. They're good people. I will say I believe they were absolutely wrong in doing this tactic. And what I told them was going to happen has exactly happened. And I'm sorry that it's happened. It just tears my heart out to think that Ryan and Ammon Bundy are in prison and that they've been torn away from their families. But this is a conscious decision they made to have that happen. I am so sorry about it that I can't even sleep at night sometimes.
And the latest proof in the pudding is when Cliven tried to go to Oregon, we called him personally and said, please don't go. It won't help. You're not going to do any good there. Let's remain peaceful. Let's find a better solution. And all Cliven did was get mad and melt down and say we're his enemies.
Yeah.
This is the problem with the Patriot movement. They're suggesting Tom Rummel is kind of flip-flopping and he was with them. Now he's against them. None of these things are true.
Sam, you saw in that email, they're calling me and Stuart Rhodes enemies.
Right.
Yeah, they're calling us the enemy.
And now that I stand up, they're going to add me to the list.
Well, I'm sure they will. Yes.
Let the chips fall where they may, sir.
And so this is the thing. I have been working. I've called the Ryan family and told them about this. I've called Tom Rummel and his wife, and we are all working very closely where we were. And now the Ryans, if you don't do it exactly how they say, and all these other patriots, it's their way or the highway. We have been working on this. Tom Rummel has been losing sleep over this and working on it very conscientiously. And he has the FBI backing off. But, Sam, let me tell your audience, and I don't know if how close we are to break, but we need to go over why this is going to be a huge problem and why what they're asking the sheriff to do will not work.
And is flat out unreasonable. We're going to take a break, and I want you to be able to get into it. You're going to have 10 minutes. I know you got to go at 30. Right after the break, we'll get right into that, and you can explain exactly why. In the meantime, I just want to lay out a couple of quick tidbits that I want to straighten out. They make it sound like Tom Rummel was for this deal, and now he's backing down. They're misinterpreting and intentionally, I believe, misrepresenting Tom Rummel.
Yes,
okay?
That's true. They have.
Tom Rummel is not caving in.
No.
And he's not Jake Ryan's enemy, okay?
No.
That isn't true. And the suggestion such is in my opinion, propaganda by the extreme patriot movement. Now, the truth is, folks, Tom has been very clear. Okay? I cannot take on the whole FBI and the whole couple hundred years of laws on the books and precedents set individually against my county commission, against my state, against my... There's just no way for me to get that done. There's no solution there. However, I will do my very best to help Jake Ryan get the safest passage and the least sentence and the best circumstance we could possibly negotiate for. But the more Jake Ryan and crew ignore the sheriff's efforts on his behalf, the less power the sheriff will have to even protect them. Richard Mack will explain in seconds.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998 and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Live and on your radio, so I'm saying they're putting Sheriff Rummel, Tom Rummel, in an impossible position. That's my humble opinion. I wanted Sheriff Richard Mack to rock and roll without interruption. You're up, sir.
Well, Sam, that's exactly correct. They're exercising their, quote, patriotic courage at the expense of Tom Rummel. And Sheriff Rummel is a good man. He's not the most staunch constitutional sheriff in the country, but he's ready to do that. And he totally ran his campaign as being such. Some people have been disappointed a couple of times. One was a minor traffic situation for a seatbelt that they thought that his agency didn't write the ticket, or he would have stopped it. In fact, he doesn't write tickets for not having a seatbelt. Okay, that was just like me. And I didn't do that either. And so Sheriff Rummel has taken some heat here and there for not doing more. And you know that my theme with the sheriffs, and they all know this, and I've told it to Tom and other sheriffs across this country. I've even told it to Brad Rogers, who is the most constitutional sheriff in the country. We have to do more. Sam, you have to do more. I have to do more. All the sheriffs have to do more. All the patriots have got to come together to do more to create constitutional sheriffs all across this country, because it's the only solution we have left. These people say, if a sheriff doesn't do it our way, then we're going to force the issue, we're going to expose him as a coward, and we're going to completely abandon it. And we're going to throw caution to the wind and just do whatever we want. Now, this is the scoop. One, what these people have done already to throw Sheriff Palmer under the bus has been extremely damaging. Sheriff Palmer is really upset with them. I have three texts from Sheriff Palmer on my phone here using some pretty strong profanity talking about the NLA and these blankety-blank common law grand jury and common law grand jury judges. And he is really upset. They have set him back, and it is just hurting the entire movement that you and I have been so dedicated to the last 10 years, and more specifically, the past 6 years. And so this is what, if Tom Rummel, if Sheriff Rummel of Sanders County, Montana, were to do what the Ryans are trying to force him into doing and what these other so-called patriot groups are trying to force him into doing, is that he would stand and he would tell the FBI that they're not allowed in his county, that they can't touch Jake Ryan, that he's done nothing wrong, that the Constitution doesn't allow for the federal government to own land, and so thus Jake didn't do anything wrong, including if he allegedly destroyed any property there, then he had a right to do that because nobody can own land. And if he hurt cameras or tore down fences or dug holes or whatever else, any destruction at all was not a crime because the federal government can't own that. Well, I'm going to tell you that's a little bit absurd, and you already pointed out the reasons why that is, so we don't need to go over that again. But for anybody to think that the sheriff can overturn 150 years of abuse and theft and tyranny by our federal government because he's going to tell the FBI they can't come in there, and then Sheriff Rummel, according to them, would have to do all that stand against the SWAT teams of the federal government coming in or anything else that they wanted to do, which I don't think they're planning. In fact, they are not planning to do that against Jake. They have admitted that this is a minor situation. They have admitted that they'll let the sheriff completely handle it, that they have not come in. They are not in Sanders County, and the sheriff's trying to keep it that way. But when you start waving a red flag at the federal government and at Mr. Goliath, he's going to get upset and he's going to start doing something. So anyway, to play this scenario out, this is what they want him to do, is take that strong stand. And Sheriff Rummel has no other support of any other Montana sheriff, nor does he have the support of any other sheriff in this country right at this time. He has talked to other sheriffs around the country who we all know and love as our constitutional sheriffs. They have also given him advice, and they agree with me, and they agree with Sheriff Rummel how he's handling this. If he did get in trouble, we would be there with him and bring these other sheriffs into the state, because we don't have a lot of other sheriffs right now in Montana. In fact, there's none that we're aware of.
However, this would let us back into discussions with other sheriffs, training and building associations and relationships with other sheriffs, all in a legitimate cause if done correctly. If done wrong, though, you will sever Tom Rummel from all the other sheriffs and sever your ability to go in with credibility.
Well, that goes into the last part of my explanation here. If Rummel were to do this, and he gets no other support from other sheriffs, which that appears to be the case, and I am on his side in doing the way he and I have discussed this strategy, he and I agree totally. And so now the experts on the constitutional sheriff movement and who have created that movement are being told by the NLA and these other people who don't even live there that we're doing it wrong and we have to do it their way. And none of them are listening to us about how this is going to play out. that Tom Rummel will then be charged with a crime by the federal government, and you think any other sheriff is going to come to his aid and say, no, you can't do this? You're going to think that the all these so-called patriots are going to storm the scene there and protect Tom Rummel from that? He doesn't want that. He doesn't want an armed confrontation. We're trying to keep these this peaceful, and these people say the same thing. Oh, we're trying to avoid violence. They are absolutely doing everything to cause violence, and we are the ones trying to prevent the violence. And this is not the hill to die on, and this is not Custer's last stand. And Jake Ryan would not be looking at any lengthy stay in jail. In fact, my honest opinion, and I told them that too, is that he's maybe looking at 3 months, a little bit of a fine, and a hefty probation. That's all he's looking at. And they want...
Hold on, but that's if we don't raise money. All these people that are babbling and fighting against the sheriffs,
yeah,
and against yours and Stuart Rhodes and mine and other people's leadership, why don't they just shut up, put their money where their mouth is, and let's see what we can't get the right attorneys to just absolutely change the game in our favor. There are attorneys that can do that, sir.
Yeah, there are. And you know what? Maybe this is a battle to do in court, but it's not the time where patriots say, well, we're willing to be courageous here as long as Tom Rummel does what we say and risk his life and risk his career and risk his family for what we think is right here.
All on the altar of stupidity with a no-win situation. And if we don't agree with them, then somehow we're the enemy?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And so then this takes the... How many, and you just alluded to this, how many sheriffs, after they see Sheriff Rummel go down in a flame of stupidity on all of this, how many of them, how many sheriffs are going to say, man, yeah, I sure want to be part of that constitutional sheriff movement. Man, they really got the answers there, don't they? It's going to set us back years, if not decades, and maybe even kill the sheriff movement, constitutional sheriff movement, entirely.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to use stratagem here. Sheriff, we need to use stratagem, and that's what these people are starting to not get. I don't know where the divide is. I don't know where the brain fry is on these people's part. I just don't understand it, but at some point... I don't understand their strategy. I don't understand even the logic, the likelihood of it working.
There's no strategy. There's no strategy. It's just take this stand, and we'll get everybody there, and we'll stand behind you, and they act like it's all just going to be magic, and then everything's just going to go away, and we're going to own the land again, and the IRS is going to go away, and people are going to be freed from IRS prisons, and the federal government's going to just send all their employees home.
Shangri-La, huh, Sam?
And this ridiculous utopia that they're trying to achieve by putting Tom Rummel on the sacrificial altar is so absurd and so selfish, and that's the word here. They are being entirely selfish.
Do you got a few minutes or do you got to fly?
I got to fly.
Godspeed, my friend. Thanks for the update.
All right, you got it.
There you go, Sheriff Mack. I'm telling you right now, we need to be harmless as doves, wise, careful, methodical. We need to put together a plan for stratagem. I'm setting up a meeting in Utah. I'll explain in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable live. Thanks, Sheriff Mack.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. As a political novice who has been a registered member of at least three different parties, Donald Trump remains an ideological enigma. Neither a doctrinaire liberal nor a conventional conservative, Trump has staked out directly contradictory positions on numerous issues, occasionally doing so in the course of a single speech or debate. Several years ago, for example, Mr. Trump described himself as very pro-choice on abortion and went so far as to defend the practice called partial birth abortion. In a March 30th interview with MSNBC's Chris Matthews, however, Trump called for banning abortion and went so far as to say that he would support legislation imposing penalties on mothers who procure the destruction of their unborn children. Roughly 2 hours later, his campaign issued a press release saying that the issue of abortion is unclear and should be put back into the states for determination. Another hour and a half later, a second clarification was issued repudiating the view that women who obtain abortions should face criminal penalties. After Adolf Hitler became Chancellor of Germany in 1933, the National Socialist regime moved quickly to consolidate control over the media by regimenting the domestic press and expelling most international news services. The lone exception was the Associated Press, which continued to operate in Germany until the U.S. entered World War II in December 1941. According to documents recently exhumed by German historian Harriet Scharnberg, the AP secured its effective monopoly by signing on to the so-called Editor's Law, under which it promised not to publish anything calculated to weaken the strength of the Reich abroad or at home. Writing in the journal Studies in Contemporary History, Scharnberg reports that under its agreement with the National Socialist regime, the AP hired reporters who also worked with the government's propaganda division. Among them was a photographer named Franz Roth, who was a member of the SS. The AP also provided the Nazi government with access to its photo archives, which were used to illustrate anti-Jewish propaganda, such as the notorious SS tract Der Untermensch, or The Subhuman. Describing North Carolina's Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act as a national embarrassment, State Attorney General Roy Cooper announced that he will not defend the measure in court against lawsuits filed by the ACLU and similar groups. Instead, Cooper continued, his office will argue it is unconstitutional as part of our defense of existing employment policies in the Attorney General's and the State Treasurer's office. Senate Majority Leader Phil Berger suggested that if Cooper, the state's chief legal officer, cannot defend the duly enacted legislation, he has a moral obligation to resign from his position. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, when I hear that news at the bottom of the hour, I just dig it. You know, we got an opportunity to be part of this thing. Sam and Kurt put together a plan to create a news service that was not compromised, that was not manipulated. And we talked about it years ago, and we didn't have a funder, and our buddy Joel Skousen came to the plate and helped us, and we got a funder, and man, now it's available and happening now. Some people are employed. News the networks refuse to use is happening. It's just cool to work on the project, Kurt. LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Well, and, you know, I was just hearing the news as well, you know, listening to our buddy Will, and you listen in the story about the AP working with Hitler. Now, you're probably not going to hear that on most of your AP-related, you know.
That's because they're afraid.
News sources. Well, they don't really want to report on themselves.
Oh, good.
And their connection to Hitler. And so I would suggest your normal place is not going to hear, you know, report that story. But isn't it interesting? Way back in 1941, you know, and I just sent you it as well. But, you know, way back in 1941, they signed on to what, you know, they called the Editor's Law, which promised, you know, the AP, you know, the Associated Press, promised not to publish anything, quote, calculated to weaken the strength of the Reich.
That Why would they the, agree to that?
Well, because they wanted access, you know what I mean?
And I'm more like the Helmut Huebner media, Kurt.
Yeah, good point, you are. Anyway, to the Reich abroad or at home, I guess writing in the Journal Studies in Contemporary History, the one guy reported that under its agreement with the National Socialist regime, that's you know, a long way to say Nazis, the AP hired reporters who also worked for the government's propaganda division. So, you know, that is a way that, you know, you can get the right things reported if you hire the reporters you want and have them say what you want them to say, right? Now, of course, the AP is way different now than then. I mean, they would never, you know, stoop to manipulating the news now, right, Sam?
Yes. It's just a very strange thing. I mean, the things you read about and think about, I mean, truth is stranger than fiction, isn't it, Kurt?
Well, and what's so amazing to me, before we got into the news business, if you will, I mean, the business part is where you make money, I guess, so I'd be into the news, but for us. But before we got into it, you know, you'd hear programs and you'd think, man, I just heard 3 hours of that program, but I don't think I heard really any more than maybe three news stories. And, you know, they were limited, you know, at that. And seems like there's so much news that we can find that, well, never gets brought up by, you know, places like the AP, I guess, Sam.
Well, it kind of goes along with this abortion discussion we've been having, too. They've indoctrinated people so long to where it's hard for people to even understand the truth about life.
Yeah. Good point.
All right. The AP working with the Hitlerites.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a pretty cool
I guess
story.
There's another strange story. I don't understand. Let me get this right. This dude's getting, this kid, he's getting paid like $1,000 a month by what, the government, Kurt?
Well, we're talking about the criminals?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, so no, they're not really criminals now that they're getting paid, Kurt.
Well, yeah, good point.
They're freedom-loving Americans. They're not criminals
Liberty
anymore.
This is a Liberty News Daily story, and so there's different ways to make money in the, you know, the booming economy, Sam. And according to the Washington Post, they have what's called an incentive for homies. I guess, well, in this case, it's Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, Lonnie Holmes, not to commit another gun crime. So the guy did, you know, well, he completed a prison term for a firearm-related offense, but now he's getting paid $1,000 a month so that he won't do another one. It's, I don't know if you'd call this... it's not bribery, is it, Sam? But it's encouragement, if you will. They say cities across the country, including Washington, D.C., now I'll tell you what, they always lead the pack. They're moving to copy Richmond's approach, according to the Post, Washington Post, because what are seen as early indications that it might reduce homicide rates. Now, this reminds me of like when the mafia would come to your business and say, you need fire insurance and, you know, your insurance is going to cost you $500. If you don't get it, you know, you're going to have a fire. But anyway, Richmond, they say, also employs ex-cons as mentors to youths, identifies that as potential violent criminals. So they put like a PVC, label on them. Some of the mentors are flown overseas to compare notes with people conducting similar programs abroad. Civil rights attorney John Whitehead, our buddy at the Rutherford Institute, he's, you know, he notes the irony that Americans are being fined for driving a mile over the speed limit, jailed for overgrown grass in their lawn, yet these ex-cons are being paid as much as $1,000 a month not to commit a crime. Gang members are being taken on all-expense-paid trips to South Africa, London, and Mexico City. I'll tell you what, Sam, in the last days, you know, they say good is called evil, and evil is called good.
Nothing like free travel, my friend.
Looks like it again. Oh, boy. You know, good story from Liberty News Daily.
Yes, sir. Now, the other interesting thing about this story.
Yeah.
And again, I try to be fair to both sides, Kurt. I reject this idea of doing this in the first place because I think it only rewards people to be criminals and then to not be criminals for a paycheck.
Good point.
You know, I'm down on my luck. I'm just going to do some criminal activity, get some free squares a day, go in prison for 60 days, maybe barter and get a check, you know? However, on one hand, that's the case. On the other hand, you say it might be cheaper than prison, Kurt.
Well, it's a good point. You know, although we've got this, you know, and I haven't brought this up before, but, you know, there's this move to this whole, like solar and wind power and all that. But just think, if you kind of took Sheriff Joe's idea in Arizona where he you know, has the prisoners ride an exercise bike to power the TV they want to watch, you know, while they want to watch it. I mean, imagine if you had all those criminals basically generating electricity. I mean, you know, we could probably, you know, have the cleanest power source in the world with all our criminals in jail, all our people in prison, you know.
Yeah, Jerry Hughes would always get them report. A protein shake in addition to their bologna sandwich, though, Kurt.
Yeah, good point. You know, we don't want them running out of power.
I'm not defending that. I'm just saying, look, when there's immorality, Kurt, when there's violence, when there's crime, when there's a lack of respect for one another's rights, when people are not self-governed, when people turn their backs on God, when families are destroyed and divided by government and or societal sin, etc., there are no good answers, my friends. Okay? So, on one hand, I don't disagree that, you know, giving Johnny a check, keep him away from poverty, might keep him off crime. It's better than prison. You know, it's less expensive. It's like the homeless. Do you give him a free house? Well, sometimes even giving him a free house is better than letting him roam the streets and wreak havoc. But you know, those aren't the answers. There are nonprofit religious organizations that can, one, teach them the gospel of Christ and to self-govern and have a reason and a tether to God, and can also provide a lot of these things, Kurt, on a hand-up, not a hand-out type basis, on a volunteer charities type scenario, not a government-forced situation. So I don't deny that love and support and kindness should be given. The question is,
and that's how it was done for so long. Yeah, good point. You know, and look at how it was done for so long in America, Sam, and how the government didn't take from one class of people and hand it over to another class. They just simply left it with the people that had the money in the first place, and they performed their own acts of charity, not forced acts of charity. Forced charity is not charity. Sam, and, you know, that's just how that works.
And that's why I say there are plenty of answers, plenty of solutions by a lot of the right ways to go about it. They'd run around and tell you how hard-hearted I am, but the truth is there's just another way to skin that cat, pardon the pun, that I think is much better. I'll give you an example, Kurt. We talk about a homeless person. You know, in the days gone past, when they didn't have so many regulations and laws and rules and big cities and government control grids and everything else. You know, they used to call homeless people, what were they called, Kurt? Gypsies?
Yeah, or hillbillies or something.
Well, you know, people lived kind of however they felt like worked for them. They could live the simple life, for instance. Now, though, there's this, what, homeless scenario? We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Before the government owned most of the land, before the government created so many regulations and covenants and rules and multi-use, whatever, restrictions on land and everything else, Kurt, oftentimes people would build a one-room cabin. And you know what? It would be plenty. They didn't have running water. They didn't have electricity. They didn't have the internet.
But they didn't have a building permit, Sam.
That's the point. Amen.
Oh, and they could get their neighbors. How in the world did they ever even live?
They could get their neighbors and their friends and people from maybe their church congregation or the local community to all get together and do a barn raising kind of an idea. Let's build, you know, so-and-so family a cabin before the winter comes, etc. People worked together. Nowadays, what you have is big ripping cities where, you know what, to get off the streets costs thousands of dollars. And there's ways to solve a lot of these things, but not in the direction we're currently going. And so, you know, what was a homeless person? What about somebody who lived in their wagon, Kurt? A lot of times, especially the pioneers, the Mormon pioneers and others, crossed the plains to Utah, out of the Rocky Mountains and or Oregon Trail, etc. There was a lot of settlers that went west, etc. When they first got there, they would live out of their wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they would basically say, you know what, we're going to camp and live out of our wagon, and we're going to build a one-room cabin when we get help from the neighbors after we plant some food or plant some crops and things, and then we're going to work on this. And it was just...
Well, when they first got there, though, they went to the county and tried to find out which land they could buy. I mean, you know, and you had to follow your zoning regulations and make sure you had your sewer, you know.
See, and Kurt's making the exact point that I'm getting at. Yeah. It's like, you know what? What if you want to do that right now? What if you just went out in the middle, drove, say, south of Provo, Utah? You know, you get right out in the middle of nowhere. What if you just said, hey, I'm going to live out of my van.
Second Nephi or something like that.
I'm going to live out of my van. I'm going to just build a fire here. I'm going to camp. I'm going to work on building a one-room little cabin here.
I got my little solar generator thing.
Whatever, yeah. What would happen?
Oh, Sam. Well, it just depends on where you go and how far out you are. You know, you'll be noticed after a while, I'm sure. But, you're not going to fit into society.
How simple can I live? You know, what does a homeless shelter cost per day even if I go to the shelter? See, there's not a lot of options, and there could be and there should be. And there could be ways to solve a lot of this stuff. But, no, they just won't listen, you know, and so now you got these tent communities, and the government's all hostile to the tent communities, and the tent communities turn into a drug/sex/criminal fest. And then what? And we say that's better?
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, there's not enough land, right? Just drive from, Idaho to Texas and call me up, and we can talk about that, by the way. Anyway, criminals paid good not point. To commit crimes. It's absolute insanity on steroids, ladies and gentlemen. Crazy.
Yep.
Right now, callers rebel against Rush Limbaugh. Donald Trump, they say, quote, you're insulting my intelligence. Kurt, have you seen this story?
No, I haven't.
Look that up on the web. I want you to talk about this. This is interesting. Callers rebel against Rush Limbaugh. Just type that in. Conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh was confronted on Thursday by multiple callers upset over his coverage of Republican frontrunner Donald Trump. According to the individuals who phoned in to his program, Rush Limbaugh has not given Trump an adequate amount of scrutiny. In fact, Rush has gone out of his way to defend Trump. Associated Press writes the piece. They say the calls came as the talk show host provided events for Trump's Wednesday's gaffe on abortion issue, in which the, quote, brash billionaire, see how they write, endorsed illegal punishment for women who would have an abortion if the practice were theoretically outlawed. I believe most of the time, Rush, you stimulate my intelligence, but today I feel like you're insulting my intelligence, says caller Gene. Another caller, Ron, in Indiana, said, my opinion accuracy has gone down a little bit there. And anyway, a pro-lifer would not go after a mother. It's a life instinct. Limbaugh seemed to have enough by the time the third caller chimed in. Hey, Rush, I've been listening to you for a long time. Now, usually people start out and say, ditto, right? But anyway.
Yeah.
You've always said you'll be objective, not take sides, says Mike. Wait a second, says Rush, interjecting. The caller continued, it's just recently. It's almost like you're going so far to your way and almost doing backflips for Trump. It's just a turnoff at this point. Then Rush goes in and says, look, why is Trump not losing any supporters from his meltdowns? Everybody has tried every which way to shut down Trump, and it's not working. How would you tell people that you're making a grave error when you vote for Trump? Rush asked the caller. Mike told Rush that he felt like the Trump supporters are kind of like Obama's and that people are starting to wake up. Anyway, it goes on and on and on, Kurt. I want to get your take, and then I want to give you my opinion on this real quick.
Let's see. The first one that I see says it's from The Blaze. Now, you know, in my opinion, The Blaze is probably going to be a little bit more Cruz-connected.
This is an AP article.
Because, well, okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to read the different, you know, takes of the different people. But, you know, I know that the few times I've listened to Rush where he's, you know, talked about the different candidates, you know, in the past, Sam, we have him on record. I mean, on your presentation, He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules, where he admits to being a Republican water boy.
That's right.
And so I think in some ways he's probably trying to avoid looking like that. And yet, it's got to be difficult for him because you don't get where he is without, I guess you could say, scratching some backs, you know, along the way. And, you know, so it's got to be tough. And, makes me remember the whole NAFTA debate where, you know, we had tons of people were all basically saying, man, we can't go for this North American Free Trade Agreement thing. And, you know, Rush, who's, you know, likes to act like he's a man of the people and all that kind of stuff, and I'm right there with all you guys. He went the other direction. And, you know, it seems like so many times he does in the tough times, you know, basically come out with the king man or the insiders. All I can say here is it's unusual for the callers to really get much word in there, at least that I ever
but Kurt,
hear.
Let me stop you there, though, and ask
ahead.
You one question.
Yeah.
Are these callers actually paid voice actors
that's,
to create
that
an agenda?
That's what I was wondering about.
Okay, and
that's
I'm saying to you, I think about. So. You let them get a word in edgewise. You take the idea that, hey, you're not being fair to Trump, and now you create this debate. They love that. It's all fake. It's all staged. It's all planned. Rush can argue,
well,
make his points, look like a rock star. The people
for
can,
listeners who,
you know,
who think that this isn't true, we've got, you know, evidence where they admit that they have paid callers who provide these kind of, you know, I guess you could say, this kind of, you know, information.
I believe all this is political theater for ratings, Kurt. I'll give you the example. So that's Rush. I'm questioning if he's got paid actors to create this false debate. So Rush can look like a rock star as he handily deals with callers, etc.
Yeah.
And so they can also appear to be fair, but still attack Trump. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, here's the next story that I find fascinating to make the point. Glenn Beck. Trump might be the first man ever to reach 100% disapproval from women. See, is that really true or accurate, or is that just a way that, that Glenn Beck can try to insert himself into the discussion?
Yeah, it's, you know, Glenn is
because I think Trump's wife might be for him.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think his daughter might be for him, for starters.
Yeah, good point.
And by the way, there's women that fawn all over Trump.
Yeah.
Now, even the reporter that claims that Trump's aide hurt her, pushed her down, whatever. Now, it turns out, if you watch the videos, Kurt, that she tried to touch Trump, and she touched him twice. Why is that chick trying to get her hands on Donald?
Well, and there are reports that say that basically this lady, well, I don't know, maybe I use that term loosely, but has been involved in a number of these incidents, and she, you know, it's her way of kind of getting in there, and the Trump crew is saying that they pretty much, she likes doing that, you know.
And that she's a repeat
offender or whatever.
Whatever, I don't know what you call it. Repeat activist with the same story or agenda kind of a thing?
Yeah,
same kind of very stuff. Strange stuff, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not defending Trump. I'm just telling you that it's very interesting. I think these talk show hosts just want attention.
Yeah.
And you can say, so do you, Sam. You're the one that wrote Trump an open letter. Okay, say what you want. I just believe the reason I wrote the open letter, though, because I believe he's being dishonest about who we are.
Yep.
Otherwise, I would have just stuck to the news. But I feel like when you literally don't tell the truth about us, that's not fair. Rush calls that the drive-by media. Donald Trump says they're a bunch of slime balls and snakes for doing that stuff. But yet, when the Donald can't take the heat, oh, I guess he lets the women in the kitchen and has to get out, doesn't he? Just saying. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, RepublicBroadcasting.org, ThePowerMall.com. You get it? This nation shall endure.